Good evening. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this Trevi Group 2013 full year results presentation. Joining me today for this presentation is Daniele Forti, Chief Financial Officer of Trevi Group, and Josef Mastragostino, our Investor Relations Manager. We start going through the presentation, starting from page three. As you all have available this 30 results and press release and earnings presentation, I would like to provide you with some highlights, starting from this strong set of results highlighted in item number one. The group overall was able to maintain an important standing in the market, and its performance has particularly enhanced in most of its division. The core business in the special foundation market performed very well, and we are very satisfied with the results achieved. We also have adopted, with the net adoption of this new accounting standard, for a better representation of our activity, and Daniele Forti will go through this detail later on. And having said that, I would like to highlight the marginality of the group increase, bringing the EBITDA margins to a very respectable 11.3%, while EBIT came at 6.3%. Also, it's worth to highlight the net financial position improved strongly, bettering the group's major financial ratio. Let's go through to page four with the major accomplishment in 2013. You can appreciate that the key 2013 accomplishments strongly operational expanded in the oil and gas business, and the core business showed sign of particular resiliency. During the year, key contracts were awarded, providing security in the business and I would say a positive outlook for the group. New and strategic contracts have been awarded in the foundation engineering division in a different geographical area, confirming that the construction market is gradually improving. The group can count now on a very international and flexible business model. We always highlight this, and we want to do it once again, in order to capture new opportunities worldwide. The recently announced high-added value contracts commissioned by primary standing clients strengthen further the company awareness. And among these contracts, we refer to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, that contract awarded a couple of weeks ago, Middle East and Africa projects. We continue to register a strong momentum in the offshore market, expanding in new key geographies with our hydraulic technologies being applied also on the offshore platform. I would like to confirm that during all of 2013, actions have been taken forward at the group level to adopt efficient cost-saving initiatives by assessing mainly the areas of major interest and focus. At the SOLMEC level, for example, an overall reduction of inventories has been accomplished while maintaining the same volume of sale with respect to the previous year. This is quite an important factor for us. Delivery and growth is the key for us, and we continue to strive to achieve results. At all business level, action has been taken to improve our profitability with sound prospect for growth. And the Trevi division profitability is a clear example for this year. Total proposed dividend, this is the last of their life, was 0.13 euro in line with the last year. This demonstrates our willingness to give back to shareholders the value the company has created throughout time. Going on the page five, on this slide, I like to refer to guidance we gave during the year 2013, and also with great pleasure, I would like to point out that Trevi Group was able to surpass and exceed expectation. And if we go over the key performance indicator, at the revenue level, we registered a growth of 14% compared to reported 2012 results. That is well above our initial target of 5-10%. In terms of EBITDA, we also exceeded the expectation, as the growth was 28% compared to reported result in 2012. This is to be considered a significant set of results, as the overall marginality of the group improved constantly. At a net financial position level, we were as well able to improve and exceed the expectation. The improvement was in the range of 12% compared to reported result in 2010. You know that this has been a target throughout the year, so we are very happy with this achievement. You will appreciate now that the group is in a solid financial standing, and this set of results we think will pave the way for further growth. Going on page 6, on this slide we appreciate our backlog that accounts to 877 million euro. We were able to assess, as we have communicated throughout the year, new and strategic geographical area in core business divisions to increase in the business volume worldwide. On the bottom of the slides, you will find the level of order backlog per division, starting with trade with 140 million euro, paper bank 127 million, pre-med 165 million, and soil makeup 45 million. It's worth also to mention that in the first month of 2014, we have announced a ground deal of new orders that account for over 400 million US dollars and confirmed the increase of order intake, guaranteeing a better outlook for the group for the 2014 activity. Going on slide 7, we go through the division overlook, starting with Trevi. This year registered a slight reduction of about 2% in sales compared to last year. The division reported a strong order backlog guaranteeing long-term visibility, as we said before. The strong performance in terms of profitability was important to the year's contribution. Special foundation work were able to register sound performance, confirming a good projected trend for the year. The order intake significantly improved with the recent acquisition in the key geographical areas as the U.S., Middle East, and Africa, and also some areas of the Far East are promising as well. We see Europe still slow in terms of activity. I would like to mention one recent acquisition in the Middle East area in Kuwait, where we're going to build a new bridge in the Kuwait City Bay. Quite interesting project for us in the main work, which is in the tradition of the group. And as we mentioned during the press release, the job is about to be 50-60 million euro to be completed in 2015. According to Petrovan, the division registered almost a 10% increase in revenue compared to 2012. And this performance was mainly attributable to organic growth. The growth stays sound and predictable. We'd like to confirm that all rigs, a total of 14, are currently operating in key contracts and in different countries. In addition, the division renewed key contracts in South America, providing to the long-term outlook. But be pointed out also that the marginality of the division has been hindered by some late execution of contracts during 2013, some slow starting of new equipment, and better performance is expected to be in 2014. Moving to DreamMec, revenue increased very significant to a 14%, primarily due to offshore contracts execution. Marginality is improving, and during the year we entered the new strategic market, such as the North Sea. We consolidated and strengthened our market presence in the Middle East, continued operation for rig delivery in the Gulf of Mexico, and actively looking at the opportunities also in the Far East. In terms of technology, we are in the process of improving the hydraulic series with a new generation of model coming at the end of this year. We have secured a large size rig offshore in the North Sea for key strategic clients. This signal an important step forward in acceptance of the hydraulic technology also for offshore platform application. The client for the method needs a customized solution for a topside platform that could resist the tough weather conditions in the northern part of Europe. In this case, we were able to prove that the hydraulic advantage was clear since the beginning of the negotiation, as such technology specifically fit on the platform application and will provide a series of focal needs for resolution. We strongly believe that the distribution of our hydraulic model will soon pave the way towards a new way of drilling both onshore and offshore as well. More activity has also stemmed from key and historical markets such as the Middle East, and we are currently in the process of manufacturing more rigs that will be allocated to these regions. The Drilling division is currently in negotiation for further contracts and opportunity. Lastly, it must be said that the Drilling division is still in the process of improving, I would say, key performance indicator that have been impacted by the famous order cancellation in the third quarter of last year. In order to enter certain geographical areas, Drilling witness also a degree of competition. This is something that we want to highlight also. Resulting in a reduction of price and unfortunately of margin. As you all know, oil and gas business is a market in which track record, performance, technology, pricing, and opportunities all play significant role for growth. As you know, Drillmaker has come a long way with respect to 6-7 years ago. Aside from marginality issue, which we believe is a momentary factor, the division is much better placed today in the market than ever before. Considering that today the oil and gas division, registered revenue in excess of 600 million euro combined. Solmec division registered a minor decrease in revenue generation with -6.5% compared to last year. Action has been taken and in progress with primary goal to reduce inventories, as we said before. During this year, we accomplished a reduction of inventory while maintaining a constant volume of sale, and this was one of the targets we had at the beginning of last year. Marginality, notwithstanding the current market situation, the Solmec improved and as it performed very well in some of the key markets. Having said that, the uncertainty in the market persists, and this increase purchase decision time for clients when purchasing specialized machinery. Mature markets have shown some sign of recovery. Competition, however, is still high and hindering both pricing and marginality. Some areas are gradually picking up and others are still in the pressure. Visibility in terms of backlog is still low. Also is a characteristic of this business, but yet improving with respect to previous year. I would like now Daniele to continue with the presentation. Daniele.
Thank you, Stefano. I would like to start my speech telling you that the consolidated financial statements of the Trevi Group as of December 31st, 2014, have been prepared, as usually, in accordance with IAS, IFRS, and this year are characterized by the early adoption, with the respect of the scheduled date of January 1st, 2014, of the new accounting standards IFRS 10, 11, and 12. With respect to the provisions that were contained in IAS 37, the changes introduced by IFRS 10 requires the company to consider additional factors to determine which entities are controlled, and therefore must be considered consolidated by the parent. IFRS 11 removed the option to account for jointly controlled entities using the proportional consolidation method. Consequently, the company has taken steps to align the area of consolidation, including those companies and joint ventures in which its control was proved. For a consistent comparison of data, it was therefore necessary to produce a new version of the consolidated financial statements of 2012, prepared in accordance with the new accounting standards adopted in advance. The group has applied for the first time some principles and changes that require the restatement of previous financial statements. It must be added that in the future the group is going to be less involved in joint ventures of this kind due to the research and development investment carried forward in these last years. The group is extremely well positioned to bid for offers on its own. In support of that, I would like to consider that the recently awarded contracts in Ohio, Wyoming, and Qatar were all obtained with the sole bidder solution. If drafted according to the old accounting principle, EBITDA in 2013 would have been 13 million euros lower and financial debt 7 million euro higher. Turning to slide 9, 2013 revenues were 1,276,000,000 euro versus 1,155,000,000 euro of 2012. EBITDA was 144,000,000 euros versus 132,000,000 euros of last year. EBIT 80,000,000 euros versus 60,000,000 euros of the same period last year. Profit before taxes was 44,000,000 euros versus 34,000,000 euros. The backlog was 877,000,000 euros and net financial position 443,000,000 euros. There was a significant increase in consolidated revenues. Marginality improved by 9% versus the previous years, and profit before taxes was significant, showing the capacity of the business to generate profit. On the following slide, we provide a graphic presentation of the key performance indicators. For a means of comparison, we show all relevant data for the financial year 2012 as reported, financial year 2012 restated, and financial year 2013. All major KPIs have strongly grown for the reference period. Starting on the top left, you can appreciate the increase both in terms of a percentage and of volumes of total revenues. Revenues increased 10.4% from 1,155 million euros to 1,275 million euros. On the top right, you can find the EBITDA, which reached almost 144 million euros from 132 million euros of the same period last year, or an increase of 8.8%. EBIT on the bottom left increased almost 33% from 60 million euro to 80 million euro. On the bottom right, net income, which came in at 13.8 million euro versus 11.5 million euro, or +19.7% with respect to last year. Aside from some figures already mentioned, I would like to stress that capital employed in 2013 was euro 874 million, equity euro 430 million, and the net debt/EBITDA ratio at the end of 2013 was 3.08 times. The net debt/equity ratio came in at 1.03 times. Total employees at the end of 2013 were 7,379, due mainly to the takeover of a company in Belarus. The group's two points of view show on the left part of the slide that the services sector accounted for 46% of total revenues, while the mechanical sector accounted for the 54% remaining. On the other side, the drilling sector accounted for 46%, while the core business accounted for 54%. Following on this slide, number 13, you can see the revenues by divisions before and after consolidation. I'd like to point out that in order to appreciate the real terms, we have to consider the effects of the rate of exchange, in particular between dollar and euro. We have to point out that the average exchange rate changed around 3.5%, in the sense that the dollar decreased 3.5% with respect to euro. When we say that drilling division registered 482 million euro, -2.3% versus the same period last year, it means, in real terms, that there was an increase, or substantially, drilling division maintained the same level of activity in such a difficult environment. Petrobrazi had revenues of euro 120 million, increasing almost 10% with respect to last year. Also, in this case, as revenues are accounted for mainly in dollar, in real terms, the increase is higher. Solmec, euro 220 million, slightly decreasing 6.5% versus 2012, and Drillmec, euro 492 million, plus more than 40% versus last year. Following on, we have in slide 14 the breakdown per geographical area. As you can see on the right, Africa generated euro 141 million in 2013, registering an increase with respect to the same period last year of euro 111 million. The main player was, without any doubt, Latin America, which accounted to euro 341 million versus euro 285 million last year. In the area, a high degree of business is being brought forward, both in the construction and oil and gas fields. The Middle East performed very well with euro 257 million versus euro 195 million of last year. The contribution from this area has somewhat improved with respect to the previous quarters, and further improvements are expected for the current year 2014. In the USA, in particular, infrastructure and residential projects are key and drive the growth. In the USA, tendering activities appear to be picking up, and the greater demand for infrastructure works is shown. Primary construction and economic indicators are improving, as you know. Slide 15. On this slide, we provide a percentage breakdown per area. Among the regional areas that gained, the Middle East increased plus 3%, Europe plus 4%, Latin America plus 2%, and Africa 1%. All with respect to the same period last year. The main decreases were instead in Italy, minus 1%, the USA, minus 7%, primarily due to the almost close completion of the Wolf Creek Dam project and the participation to tendering processes. For that matter, we expect the revenues to increase from this key area as early as the first half 2014, and particularly from the middle of the year. The Far East, minus 1% versus previous year. Slide 16. The backlog, as we mentioned previously, was €844 million, registering a 19.5% decrease with respect to last year. On the right, we provide a split by division, and looking at the trade division, its backlog accounted for 50% of the total backlog. Betaven 26%, Drillmec 19%, and Solmec 5%. In addition, we also provide a split of the backlog by geographical area. As you can see, some of the most important areas are Latin America and the Middle East and Asia, accounting to 35% and 20% of the backlog, respectively. The net financial position at the end of 2013 was €443 million, with a sharp improvement with respect to the figures shown at the end of third quarter 2012. The free cash flow generated was of €28.2 million. Slide 18. On this slide, you can appreciate again how our financial ratios have improved, in particular to 3.08 times net financial position to EBITDA, 1 time net financial position to equity, and EBITDA / net financial expenses came in at 5.2 times. So we are quite satisfied with our financial ratios. In slide 19, in terms of the foundations and drilling services sector, Credit plus Petroven, the revenue generated was €598.2 million in 2013. You have to take into account that the value added in this sector is very high compared with the mechanical sector, because in making a breakdown of costs, the weight of raw materials and third-party services is quite low. The EBITDA margin was equal to 15.8%, and the EBIT margin came in at 8.1%. On the pie chart, you can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin America accounts for 34%, the USA and Canada 11%, Africa 18%, and the Middle East and Asia 11%. In terms of the mechanical division, that is Greenmec plus Soilmec, recorded 712 million euro in 2013. The EBITDA margin was equal to 7.2%, and the EBIT margin came in at 4.8%. On the pie chart, you can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin America accounts for 20%, the USA and Canada 11%, Europe 25%, and the Middle East and Asia 27%. Overall, you can appreciate how the mechanical division improved, bringing EBITDA margin up close to 2% with respect to the same period last year. EBIT also improved by 2% versus the same period. This demonstrates how the mechanical division picked up its margin in an efficient and proactive way, paving its way to more normalized sector margins. We remain very confident in the potential for future growth going forward. This slide will provide a breakdown of the historical dividend distribution. As you can appreciate, the group has in the last 4 years had a constant dividend payment, which confirms that the company's commitment to a sound return to shareholders. From 2003, the dividend has strongly increased and has been based on a sustainable growth. I would like to pass the word again to Stefano Pedizzani.
Thanks, Daniele. We continue the presentation, page 22. I wanted to highlight some of the key contracts won by the group in the last weeks. Starting from these contracts and the volume of them. This is, one of our characteristics, rehabilitation of them, existing dam projects. This last one was awarded to Trevi Icons in the United States, in the state of Ohio. Contract is about $44 million-$45 million. Just to provide some data about the complexity of the work that will be carried out there as a seepage control barrier. The dam is about 1.3 kilometers, 1,300 meters length, with a maximum depth of 44 meters. This will be the seepage wall that will be constructed starting by the middle of 2014. Very strong track records in the United States for this type of work in these sectors, and this is for sure an investment also for future opportunity for the group. On slide 23, another important contracts. We're talking about the HH rig that will be fitted on a platform with innovative drop-down mast specifically engineered for such a solution. Greenmec will provide a new revolutionary type of hydraulic technology. Hydraulic 220-ton capacity rig to Aker solution that will be fitted on a fixed platform. We began this year with a strong order intake, and considering the announced contracts of about $300 million, we believe that this division will show important opportunity also for the future. Coming back to these contracts, it's an important contract. It's the first time we were able to provide a rig for the North Sea. The contracts includes the engineering, the study, the development, and manufacturing of hydraulic rig, HH hydraulic rigs, specifically designed for offshore oil drilling.
innovative design of HH offshore rig mostly emphasized the compact and highly performance characteristic of this activity, and will ensure full execution of oil extraction activity with a significant reduction in cost for our customer. Going on slide 24, this is another contract that was secured by Drillmech in Middle East, particularly Drillmech. Will in this case develop and manufacture a professional rig equipped with the best solution needed for extraction and exploration of onshore oil reserve. The rig will be 2,000 and 3,000 horsepower. We perform drilling activity up to 6,000 meters in depth, vertical and horizontal. We're considered by far a leading company in this area in terms of supply of drilling rig. In this case, the contract has an indicative value of about $100 million, and the client is one of our historical clients in the region, the Iraqi drilling company. Okay, so lastly, we would like to mention a quick outlook for the division. Going forward and look at the opportunity we have in this 2014 for future business. Starting from trading, the division performed very well and it's confirmed its resiliency and is the first reference market. The overall market perspective is definitely better compared to the last year. We began the year with a strong order intake and considering the recently announced contracts for about $300 million in the different regions, we believe that this region will show profit generation for this 2014 and a good growth. Interesting areas such as the U.S., Middle East, Africa, Latin America, this is a stronghold, strong country for us. We continue to deliver good performance. There is higher demand with respect to the previous year for special conditions work, foundation works worldwide, even if, as we said before, Europe unfortunately is still slow. We don't expect things to improve significantly in Europe, but the division is moving towards new tendering activity worldwide, and therefore believe there are more activity to come in these sectors. With respect to Petrobel, we expect the division to grow even further this year with an improving set of margins as the late execution of recent contracts has hindered margins. With the normalization of margins and the normal execution of current contracts, it will recover and improve in the following months and throughout this 2014. Going to Drillmech, the most interesting part of our activity is related to Drillmech. Drillmech has grown very much and the opportunity for this division seems very promising as new order onshore and also offshore expected to be finalized soon. The strong growth is primarily driven by technological expertise that the division has acquired through the delivery of rigs. There is strong credibility built up by Drillmech in this year. There is a high attention to innovative solutions such as the HS model, and we believe that greater demand can stem from our existing and prospective clients. We will continue in the execution of offshore rig monitoring infrastructure toward other tenders that are as well in the pipeline. Looking at Solmed, the division will continue its efficiency process of improving marginality by enacting cost-saving initiatives and reducing the overall volume of inventories. This remains our target also for this year. As we said before, also was a target for 2013, which we accomplished. Last quarter, important, showing important improvement in this sense. We are confident improving the main financial indication also for this year. In some key markets for soybeans, the demand for special producer wheat is improving, especially in North America. And it's also confirmed by the trend of the system company trading in terms of construction market improvement, as we said before, highlighting trading characteristics. I will now ask Joseph to go through the question and answer section. Please, Joseph.
Thank you, Stefano. We're going to go into the order in which we received these questions, starting from the first one. The value of minorities in 2013 has strongly increased, absorbing about 62% of net income. How much would minorities be in terms of net income in 2014 and 2015? It is, of course, the group's intention to reduce the weight of joint ventures. Throughout the years, we mentioned this during the call, Trevi has invested considerably in research and development. This has led to better position, of course, the group as a whole, and in terms of particularly of bidding capacity. In other words, with respect to the previous year, the group can now bid exclusively for bids, and it is already happening successfully as it has happened in the recent contract awards. For that matter, we do not expect minorities to be as meaningful as this year, with the exception of perhaps the first half of this year. The second question is regarding order backlog. It showed a decline versus 2013 figures. Could you provide us with some color on the recently awarded contracts? Were they included in the full year 2013 backlog? Could you provide us with a geographical mix on where you expect new businesses to stem from? I think that both Stefan and Dr. Porti kind of addressed, you know, different businesses, but in a different geographical mix. I'll try to be very succinct here. The orders announced since the beginning of the year, as we said, amounted to over 400 million euros, a million dollars, and that is a mix of Trevi and Drillnet contracts together. Most of these contracts announced pertain to the first quarter of 2014 and are to be considered part of the backlog of the new year. So let's say that the biggest chunk is pertaining to the new year. As you all are aware, at a group level, we tend to announce the major contracts coming our way, but many small to medium-sized ones are often not announced, and ultimately put together, they can amount to an interesting figure. We believe that the geographies in which we have been awarded contracts, namely the U.S., the Middle East, Northern Europe, Africa as well, represent areas in which we will expect even more business. Two separate industries, on one side construction, on the other side oil and gas, show interesting prospects for the future. It is safe to say that this year we are in a much better market than we had been for the past year or year and a half. Promising markets are without any doubt the ones in which we can leverage our historical presence. But I would also like to add that the characteristics of the projects put to tender and requested by the market are to be considered our specialties. Let me give you some color on that. For example, the infrastructural works that are being requested worldwide, you see roadworks, ground consolidation for large infrastructure, oil and gas facilities, which is a big attention grabber this year, special foundations for bridges both on water and on land, slurry wall technologies, high-rise buildings, dams, and ground improvements in general are all in the realm of Trevi's reach and technological advantages. In the oil and gas part of the business, there is a great focus on large and high-capacity onshore rigs that can operate for oil and gas extraction at higher depths. For instance, you can refer to the contracts we were awarded in the Middle East for Iraqi Drilling Company, for example. They are all pertaining to larger size rigs. The interest for the offshore is very much high. Large oil companies are requesting even higher standards of technology, and so is the case for customized solutions. Major oil companies lack the technology for water applications and have decided, at least for this year, to invest on technology of rigs to harvest later the profits derived from oil extraction activities. HH models are on the verge of being updated, as Stefan had mentioned, and this could be definitely a better way to address the market. An example has been, of course, the HH offshore, which represents an important step towards a clear alternative to conventional offshore drilling rigs. We are confident that the more interest will come from markets, and it represents a valid and sometimes, as we said, better alternative, both in terms of cost and in terms of safety. The other question is referring to soil, like, even though is it improving? That's the primary question, and I think Stefan actually mentioned pretty much on that. It must be said that overall, the soil performance was very well during particularly the last quarter. In fact, in terms of revenue, the last quarter accounts for 50% of the previous 9 months of the year. And that's, you know, quite good accomplishment for the single division. The margin, while still being challenged, improved. And considering the market in which it operates, it's still tough, but we believe this is a significant accomplishment. Another element we would like you to consider is also the fact of a gradual lowering of inventories. Now, this is a gradual step. It will take some time, but, you know, the fourth quarter has eventually, you know, proven this aspect. At the same time, the division is taking active part in lowering, again, you know, the inventories while maintaining the same volume of sales. Considering the positive signs that are coming from Trevi, it could be argued that Solnit will eventually benefit from the general positive trend of construction. Lastly, it must be said that Solnit has completed all its updates in terms of updating technology of new models to the market, so it's a much better place today than it was probably a year ago. The other question is referring to CapEx. I'm probably aware that everybody's looking at these figures this time around because it was particularly high, but let's give us some color on that. Yes, they have increased, but there are some exceptions this year. It must be said that a great deal of research was particularly capitalized this year, and among the figure that you see, about 22 million euro, which represent part or probably half of the research and development costs overall. Going forward, we can expect that CapEx will normalize more in the range of 60 to 70 million euro, in 70 million euro range. Remember that this year we also completed the acquisition of Seismotecnica, which is, of course, to some extent also impacted the CapEx side of the business. On the other question that we have, can you disclose 2013 figures versus the old accounting standards? Dr. Potti already actually replied on this, so you can actually see what the impacts were. We detailed that on page 10 of the presentation. If you have any other questions, we're more than welcome to help you there. Stefan?
Okay, thank you, Joseph. I think we can conclude this conference just by saying that we are well satisfied by the results received by the group in this 2013. And we think that we are well-placed worldwide with our business model to take advantage of the opportunity coming in different sectors and different geographical areas. We are also well-positioned with the level of investment we have done this year to grab this opportunity for 2014. So if you have any more questions, the investor related teams is available to answer to all your inquiries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you next time.
See you next time.